Hello and welcome to this body awareness exercise. A large part of this exercise is based on two different methods, viewpoints technique and Laban movement analysis. I will guide you through different ways of being aware of your body, your movements and your surroundings. All of this will take place in your kitchen. You will be moving through and explore your kitchen. And while you're practicing and in between your explorations, I will give you 2 minutes to draw now and then. So make sure you bring your notebook and a pen or pencil you like to draw with. So I'll give you half a minute or so to move to your kitchen with your notebook and find a comfortable place to stand there. So, find a comfortable spot to stand somewhere near the center of the kitchen. And then close your eyes for a moment. If this feels uncomfortable, you can vaguely gaze to the floor in front of you, not focusing on something specific. And maybe your eyes will close later. While you do so, try to keep your head upright, balancing your head on top of your shoulders. And see if you can drop and relax your shoulders a little. Bend your knees a bit. And you can bounce your body a couple of times by bending your knees and dropping the weight of your pelvis down. Relax your lower back. And then feel the way you're balancing the weight of your body on your feet. So feel the imprint your feet are making on the floor. You can shift your weight on your feet from side to side, front to back, swaying your body as though it is moving in the wind. And then notice the way you're breathing. Feel your breath and the way your body moves when you're breathing. Notice, did something change in the way you're breathing now that you brought your awareness to the way you're breathing? Feel how the air goes into your body. And the way it floats out again. Now, as you stand here with your eyes closed or almost closed, imagine the space you're in, your kitchen. First, imagine the walls. How far are they away from you? Imagine the wall in front of you. The wall on your left. The wall on your right. And the wall behind you. Can you sense what else is there behind you? Try to open up the back of your body. Make the back of your body sensitive, being receptive with the skin on your back, the back of your ears, the back of your knees. Try to feel what is behind you and how far it is away from your body. Now try to picture the furniture in your kitchen. Choose one particular piece of furniture and imagine, how wide is it? How high is it? How deep is it? How much space does this specific piece of furniture take? Also imagine objects. How are objects in your kitchen arranged or not arranged? Which parts of the kitchen house a lot of objects? And which parts are quite empty? While keeping your eyes closed, imagine, how is the light in your kitchen? What are the colors? As you imagine the space you're in, can you still feel your body? Can you still feel your feet on the floor? Can you still feel your breath? Now slowly open your eyes, but as you do so, while seeing more and more of your surroundings, try to keep the same attentiveness, the same awareness of your body. Take some time to adjust to the light. And then broaden your view. So for now, don't capture anything specific with your gaze, but try to open your gaze up 180 degrees, practicing your peripheral view. So try to open up your view as much as possible. Now notice what captures your attention. Walk into the direction of the object or piece of furniture that caught your attention. So the first thing that catches your attention, walk towards that direction. And explore this part of your kitchen. You can touch the object or look at it closely. Maybe even smell it or taste it. And now change to something else. So let your attention be caught by a new object in the kitchen. Move there and explore it. Now move to the next object, any object, somewhere in the kitchen. Move to the next object. And the next object. And the next object. And change to the next object one more time. Now move towards your notebook. Now you can draw what you came to know in and about your kitchen just now by doing these exercises. I will give you 2 minutes to draw quickly. So don't focus on quality, but let it be about quantity for now. Draw as many details as you can based on the explorations you just did. Now stop drawing and go back to exploring your kitchen. Move around. Let specific things draw your attention. Move towards them and explore them. See if something changed after your 2 minutes of drawing. What things capture your attention now? Which objects are you drawn to? Now, while exploring your kitchen, particularly focus on textures. What different textures can you find in your kitchen? For instance, look for very smooth surfaces. And then focus on textures that are very rough. Focus on things that are soft, maybe even fluffy or something you can squeeze. And then find objects that are hard. Or sharp even. And then go on exploring the temperatures of particular masses or surfaces in the kitchen. What parts of your kitchen feel warm? and which surfaces feel cold. Go on exploring surfaces and masses with different temperatures. Now let your attention be drawn by lights. So what are sources of light in your kitchen? Maybe a lamp or a window, maybe the reflection of light and shadows. What is the quality of that light? What kind of effect does the light have on your body or the way you feel? And then also focus on colors. How are colors distributed in your kitchen? Which colors tend to draw your attention? Now pick one color, for instance green, and then explore everything in your kitchen that has this color. So for instance, look for anything that is green. How many different shades of this color are there? What are the specificities of all the different, for instance, green objects or surfaces? Now, bring your attention to sound. Which things in your kitchen produce sounds? And what are the rhythms, the volumes and frequencies of these sounds? What kind of noise does your kitchen inhabit, orchestrated by all these different sound-making objects? Now take 2 minutes again to draw whatever it is that you came to know through these explorations. Again, focus on quantity, not so much quality. Draw as many details as possible. And then I'll come back to you in 2 minutes. Now continue exploring your kitchen. This time, focus on the different shapes in your kitchen. So all the furniture and all the objects, all the things in your kitchen have a specific kind of shape. So for instance, notice all the things that have a round shape. And then notice all the things that have an angular shape. And then notice all the things that have a shape that is a mixture of the two. So part round, part angular. Now, start creating different shapes as well. So don't just observe different shapes, but also start creating them by putting objects next to each other, on top of each other, or combining them in other ways. Look for interesting shapes, shapes that you're not necessarily used to seeing in your kitchen. Now become aware of the way in which your body also creates a shape and space. So your body as it is already creating a shape and space. As you move around, play around with this shape. Change your shape by moving different body parts. Notice which shapes you're used to taking and what shapes feel strange to you. What kind of shapes can you take that do not even feel like your own body anymore? Maybe some shapes do not even feel human. Now start creating shapes together with objects you find in your kitchen. So, as you are close to or hold an object, imagine you become one shape together with this object. Keep on exploring this with different objects and try to imagine that it is not only you who makes a particular kind of shape, but it is also the object that decides what shape you're making. So let the object guide you into making a specific kind of shape. Notice what kind of spatial relationships you can make with different objects in the kitchen. Explore how you can relate to objects in different ways by getting nearer or further away. But you can also relate to objects differently by changing your height or position in space. For instance, how do you relate to the kitchen table by sitting on top of it or lying beneath it? As you explore different spatial relationships, notice what kind of associations do you have when relating to objects in a certain way? When do relationships start to mean something? When do they remind you of images you know or practices you do on a daily basis? Explore relating your body with different objects in the kitchen for one more minute. Explore different shapes you can make with these objects and different relationships you can have with these objects. Now go back to your notebook and again draw for 2 minutes. Now that you explored the space around you, including all these different objects, try to move around freely in your kitchen and focus on your body again. Relax your shoulders. Try to balance your head on top of your spine. Relax your lower back and feel how you shift your weight from one foot to the other as you're walking through space. as you're walking through this space, your kitchen. Now we will explore different ways of moving, starting with direct and indirect movements. An example of a direct movement would be the following. You intentionally walk to the fridge to get a package of milk. You open the fridge using just the right amount of strength, as you're used to making this movement a lot, and your hand immediately reaches towards the package of milk, as you know exactly where you always place the milk in the fridge. You take it out and you close the fridge door, moving towards the cupboard to grab a glass to pour the milk into. So these are direct movements. You know what you're doing. You move intentionally, securely, and direct. Now, an example of an indirect movement would be if you would, for instance, find an unrecognizable Tupperware box a roommate left in the kitchen, or maybe you left it yourself a week ago or so. In any case, you have no idea what it is. So it's an unrecognizable box, Tupperware or something else, that you don't know what it contains. You carefully pick it up, not knowing whether it contains fluids or solids, something very light or heavy. You carefully pick it up, you feel its weight, maybe you shake it carefully. You still have no idea what is in there and how long it has been there. You carefully open the lid, prepared for anything. So this would be an example of indirect movement. Explore your kitchen, trying out different direct and indirect movements your kitchen and its objects invites. Do this for 1 minute, playing around with direct movement and indirect movement. Now, while you keep on moving around in your kitchen, work on becoming aware of how you use time. For instance, your movement can be slow or sustained, like when you picked up that strange Tupperware box. But movement can also be fast, sudden, and short. For instance, if you would spill milk on the floor and you would hastily grab a cloth to clean that mess up as quickly as possible. So you can move slow and sustained, but also quick, fast, and sudden. You can also move in different rhythms. Wiping the kitchen floor creates a certain kind of rhythm. Stirring a spoon in a teacup creates another kind of rhythm. Explore what objects invite slow or sustained movements, which invite quick and short movements, and what kind of rhythms are invited by your kitchen. Next, focus on the way you use weight. So weight has to do with the way you use gravity. You can indulge in gravity or resist it. So for example, if you jump into the air and land lightly, like a ballet dancer, landing lightly on your toes, you're resisting gravity. If you land heavily on your feet, you indulge in gravity. For instance, you can think of the movements a sumo fighter makes. How does this come into play in a kitchen space? What are ways to use gravity here? How do different objects invite indulging in gravity or resisting gravity? The way you use weight also influences the way you use time and space. If you carry something heavy, for example, a full garbage bag or a large pumpkin, you will most probably move slower and the weight will pull you down in space. If you reach up towards the highest shelf of the cupboard, you will probably make yourself lighter, resisting gravity. Another way of becoming aware of your movements is by attending to flow. We will distinguish free flow and bound flow. Free flow is uninterrupted and continuous movement, like the water running when you open up your tap. But your own movements can also flow, and even your thinking or your writing or drawing can flow. What are activities you do in the kitchen that depend on free flow, so movements that are continuous and uninterrupted? Movements that is entirely unimpeded and difficult to suddenly stop. When moving with free flow, you don't anticipate any problems or difficulties. You don't expect errors or the need to adjust or change your mind. You are moving wholehearted, fluent, and confident. Bound flow is the opposite. This is tentative movement. However, this tentative movement can still be confident. When you are performing a task that requires care, but you still know what you're doing, this can be bound flow. In what ways would you use bound flow in the kitchen? Try out different activities for 1 more minute, experimenting with free flow and bound flow. Now, 1 more time, go back to your notebook and draw what you came to know in and about your kitchen. Now you have reached the end of this exercise. I hope you enjoyed exploring your kitchen, your body and movements in your kitchen, and the way these exercises and your drawing practices make you attentive and sensitive to your body and its surroundings. Thanks for practicing. Until the next time.